We can all use some good counsel. Counselor is the name of Jesus. Wonderful counselor. Let's study God's word today. Welcome to The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton. And today, in these next few moments, we'll head to Isaiah, beginning in chapter 9, verse 2, to talk about this Christmas child, the wonderful counselor that is Jesus. As we study the Word, we're excited to see so many of you dropping by our brand new website. It's tewonline.org. Many of the same resources you've come to kind of love and know, the phone numbers, the text lines, the opportunities to sign up for the daily encouraging email. That's all there, but there's more. That's tewonline.org. We'll talk more about it in the broadcast, but right now let's head to Isaiah chapter 9 and open our hearts and God's Word together with Dr. Don Wilton and this message on the Wonderful Counselor.
Let's read about the Star of Bethlehem together. I want you to take a copy of God's Word and turn with me in the Old Testament to the book of Isaiah. Chapter 9, Isaiah in chapter 9, a most incredible passage of Scripture. Now I'm going to read for you this morning just three fairly long verses, and after the first verse I want to stop for just a moment and say some things to you that would throw light upon what God would have us to understand from His Word on this Lord's Day. We're in Isaiah chapter 9, and I'm going to read first of all verse 2. In those days, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Now let's hold right there for a moment, because this is so important during this time of Christmas. In those days, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. When Isaiah wrote these words, he had not seen the Messiah. The Messiah had not come. And he was writing these words in the context of the struggles that the people that surrounded him were enduring. They were living in great darkness. There was a lot of things that they were having to endure. And actually, between Jerusalem and Jericho, in that area which is called the Judean wilderness, remember the Lord Jesus when he was tempted, and many times in the Bible we read about going into the Judean wilderness. Well, this is a monumentally bombed out area. It is dry, uninhabited. It is very threatening. It has very little. It is very hilly and very mountainous in many ways. And between the city of Jerusalem and where Herod would have his court and Jericho, there was a long track of land in the mountain regions that comprised of great valleys and high mountaintops with very little greenery, no trees or anything, desert-like conditions. Hermits and monks would build and construct monasteries in the fabric of the walls of these mountaintops. And running down deep in the valleys would be these little trails that shepherds and people would walk on if they wanted to go from Jerusalem down to the lower regions of the Galilee. It was the only way that they could get there. And this region became known as the Valley of the Shadow of Death. How many of you remember a psalm that was written about the Valley of the Shadow of Death? Wonderful psalm. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, what? I will fear no evil. Why? Why am I able to take courage? Because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. You know, one of the things about Christmas are candy canes, and maybe we can leave that for another time, but our boys and girls love those striped candy canes, but you know, they're in the shape of a shepherd's crook. And you know, there was great symbolism there, not just because Jesus is the great shepherd of the sheep, but you find right throughout Scripture that all references to the Messiah find their way inevitably to the protection offered by the Christ child. So that's why the psalmist was able to say, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because thy rod and thy shepherd's staff, they comfort me. Many travelers traveling that particular road and that highway would be attacked, they would be mugged, molested, many of them would be killed. It was an ideal spot for robbers to set up an attack and to be able to steal from unsuspecting travelers. It became a real hazard. And so it is that the prophet Isaiah, writing here within the context of announcing the coming Messiah, the Christ child, which we're going to read about in verse 6 and 7 in just a moment, that he put this into context and he said, listen, hold on a minute. I want you to know that even though you may find yourself walking through your valley of your shadow of death, I want you to know that you need not fear evil. Why? Because God is with you. Emmanuel, God with us. The Christ child. Isn't that wonderful? It's the most wonderful announcement that was ever made. It's no wonder, I think, that those angels sang joy to the world. It's no wonder that Jesus said, I am the light of the world. It's no wonder that Jesus said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. It is no wonder that Jesus was able to say, listen, if you abide in me and I abide in you, I want you to know that you are going to be sustained in the journey of life. That's what he said. Well, of course, this was Isaiah. What about us? Well, what about us? You see, what the prophet Isaiah was saying here is that as those of us who believe in Christ Jesus, we transcend which side of the aisle politicians may sit on. What the prophet Isaiah was saying here, listen, when nations are plunged into crises, and when political pundits are standing up from one corner of the nation to the other to express opinions, we need to remember that the government of the world is upon the shoulders of Jesus Christ. We need to go back to the fundamental basis upon which we stand. And I'm going to submit to you today, beloved men and ladies, that we need to be reminded that we are a nation under God. That means that the government is upon His shoulders. Perhaps today, sadly, we may be reaping the consequence of a nation of people who have continually rejected the governmental authority of the God in whom we trust. What is Isaiah saying to us here at this juncture? There are some here today who are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. You see, one thing comes upon another. These are the valleys that we go through. Taking this journey, others who struggle with finances today, and others who are looking around and seeing families get together, but they have no family. Others who are saying, you know, my life is absolutely in ruins. I don't know where to turn to. Listen to what the prophet says here. He says, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. I love that. I love that. I love that. The light of Bethlehem. Now, how's this made possible? Let's look at verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, of the increase of His government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over His kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. May the Lord Jesus Christ write this word upon our hearts. You know, it's interesting when we study this, many names were given to the Christ child. I want us to look at the one designation here, Wonderful Counselor, this baby Jesus. You'd be interested to know that in the Hebrew time in which Isaiah was writing, that names were synonymous with the character of the person. That's still true in many areas of life, but we seem to have strayed from that somewhat. But names were very significant. And in fact, there was something that I discovered that was most significant about all these names. In Isaiah's time and among the Hebrew people, names were given to kings, to the ancient kings and to the pharaohs of that day and age when they took office. Not just when they were born. It was based upon the office that they took. And these names were not meant to be proper names, but rather they were given as exalted titles. They were exalted titles. So you knew something about the character and the personality of the pharaoh or the king based upon the name that you called him or her by. Well, I went back and looked at some of the Old Testament names. Enoch means dedicated. Abraham, the father of a multitude, needless to say, Genesis chapter 12, the spiritual pilgrim. Isaac means laughter. Why? Because Sarah laughed and God fulfilled His promise. Elijah, my God is Jehovah. Jeremiah means exalted of God. David means beloved. I love that. Abigail. Don't you love the name Abigail? I just love the name Abigail. If we had another daughter, I would love to call her Abigail. She's shaking her head. But anyway, do you know what Abigail means, folks? A father's joy. I rest my case. Abigail. A father's joy. Esther, a star. Hannah, grace or power. The ideal woman. Do you know the name Hannah literally means, transliterated, means the ideal woman, if there are any Hannahs out here. Naomi, pleasant. Sarah, all you Sarahs out there, princess. What about in the New Testament? Peter means a rock. John, God is gracious. I love that. That's my middle name. I just wanted you to know that. Matthew, gift of God. Nicodemus, victor of the people. Stephen, crown means you are of royalty, my brother. It has a smack to that, doesn't it? Paul, if you call Paul, you know what Paul means? Little. And some of you say, goodness me, I need to talk to mom and dad about this. Let me tell you something. Do you know what that word little means spiritually? It means humble in the presence of God. Its spiritual significance, which was taught so eloquently by the apostle, means that the lower we become in the eyes of man, the greater we will be in the eyes of God. That's what it means to be Paul. Anna, love Anna. Grace. Elizabeth, oath of God. Martha, this is my favorite one of all. Martha. You know why? Because every Martha that I know in this church fits into this category. You know what it means? Lady. I love that, don't you? I don't you love it when you look at a person and say, she's a real lady? Sapphira means beautiful. We could go on and on. You see, what the problem was in Isaiah's time, folks, was that they had gone through difficult times. They were walking through the valley of the shadow of death, but the whole nation, all the people, they weren't running to God. They were running to the courts of the kings. And when they ran to the courts of the kings, guess what kind of counseling they received? Wizards, people who consulted the medium, sorcerers, witches, palm readers, astrologers, people who consulted all kinds of demonic powers and influences. And I believe, beloved friends, when we find ourselves in the midst of this most wonderful Christmas time, that we need to remember that Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, was none other than Wonderful Counselor. Why? Because the prophet was saying to us, please don't go to a source that will never satisfy you.
Forgive the interruption, but isn't it true that many times we find a source that really is not going to satisfy us? It's a substitute. God's ready to give us the real thing. As we spend these moments together, know that we're available not just during the broadcast, but 24 hours a day. Our prayer line is 866-899-WORD. And it is a prayer line, first and foremost, but it's more than that. It's an opportunity for us to connect you with resources that will help you on a daily basis grow in your faith. Give us a call at 866-899-9673 and ask for your free copy of the Daily Encouraging Word. It'll bless you. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
Go to the one who has the capacity and the capability and the complete authority of a loving God to be able to provide you with every sense of counseling and every source of counseling that you need in order to be able to function in this world. Isaiah saw a better way for a better day. He saw light and hope in the coming Messiah, upon whose shoulders would rest the government and the well-being of the people. May I make an announcement? All of us need counseling. Don't go to sources that are going to break you down. Don't fall into the trap, my dear friend. Don't succumb to 900 numbers on television with Hollywood personalities smiling at you, saying that if you just call this number over 18, someone in New York or Chicago or California who doesn't know you from a bar of soap is going to be able to say something to you that's going to make you feel better. Don't do it. Don't go to palm readers and sorcerers. Don't consult the medium. God says, I love you so much that I am sending Jesus Christ, and He alone is the Wonderful Counselor. Amen? He's the one. Someone says to me, Pastor, my marriage is falling apart. Who do I go to? Don't go to people who are godless people. Don't go to non-Christian sources, my friends. Every now and again, I hear of people in our congregation that are paying $50 and $100 an hour to go and consult with somebody who defies the name of Almighty God. And what Isaiah was saying to his people back then is as relevant today as it was back then. Don't go to them. Go to the Wonderful Counselor, Jesus Christ. All these things may not be popular. Beloved friends, God has given us so many wonderful Christian counselors, moms and dads, psychiatrists and psychologists, medical doctors. I think of the school and administrative personnel in our own city. I think of the high school and elementary school principals. I think of the superintendents of our education system, even here in Spartanburg, who are godly men and whom I love with all my heart and I respect even more. I think of football coaches and basketball coaches. I think of Sunday school teachers. I think of pastors and churches and men and women of every persuasion. And I think of all the godly counseling that is made available available to us in a place called Spartanburg. But above all else, I think about the fact that we are a nation under God, and we are a nation that has pledged our allegiance not to ourselves, but to this wonderful counselor. When we develop a disdain for the wonderful counselor, we turn our back upon the morality and the righteousness of a God who loves us. We open ourselves to a debate upon the floor that eventually will culminate in the destruction of lives and the division of a nation. The Bible says, unless God builds the church, the builders build in vain. Unless Christ is the Christ of Christmas, our joy and exaltation is nothing but a momentary satisfaction to a human itch. Let's celebrate together this Christmas season, the Christ of Christmas. Why a counselor? Oh, there's so many reasons why he was called Wonderful Counselor, don't you think? Perhaps first of all, because he listens to us with compassion. Read it for yourself. Blind Bartimaeus taught us that Jesus took time to listen to people's needs. The woman with the issue of blood taught us that Jesus cared about people's hurts. The disciples distraught on the Sea of Galilee taught us that Jesus is present when storms break out. Peter's denial of the very preciousness of who Jesus Christ is taught us that Jesus Christ accepts us despite our weaknesses and our failures. The impeachment process, the sadness that we find ourselves in, the broken homes and hearts teach us to look to this wonderful counselor. Why? Because Jesus offers us wisdom and stability when all around us is in chaos. We can never cling to our own wisdom, because this is not a democracy. This is a constitutional republic founded under God. The wonderful counselor, the one who listens to us with compassion. The psalmist put it like this in Psalm 103, that just as the Father has compassion on His children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him, for He knows our frame, and He is mindful that we are but dust. I'm so glad this Christmas that when we celebrate the Christ child, we are celebrating the one who is our wonderful counselor. He listens to us with compassion. But I want you to also note that he helps us interpret life in a new light. You see, the counselors that Isaiah condemned had nothing new to offer them. Only human superstition, false hope, tradition, forms of ritual. But God, in his grace and in his mercy, has given to us the wonderful counselor. And through the provision of God, Jesus Christ has shed new light and hope of the need and on the need of mankind to cope with the valley of the shadow of death. He helped them and us to see our own circumstances in a new light. He helps us to interpret life's data from a spiritual perspective, not from a political or human perspective. He helps us to transcend the multifaceted rise and fall of human emotion that wells up within our hearts and within our souls. This is the wonderful counselor. He helped the Pharisees to understand and interpret the true meaning of the Sabbath day. Jesus contradicted their traditions by healing and by helping others and helping them to see what it really means to worship. Jesus helped them to interpret the meaning of the pride of life. He bounded into the very meaning of salvation. He taught them that those who humbled themselves would be exalted. He taught these Pharisees to understand and to interpret their own sense of self-righteousness. He told them that they could not reach heaven because of their self-righteousness, but rather because Jesus Christ was calling them to repentance. Jesus was putting his finger on the button of worship and of salvation and of how to please God. This same Jesus, the Christ child, helped these and us to interpret life's data in a spiritual sense. He not only listens to us with compassion and helps us to interpret life in a new light, but he confronts us with the truth. Just think of the rich young ruler. You see, Jesus doesn't tell us what we want to hear. He tells us what we need to hear. But there's a final thing that he does, his wonderful counselor. He expects personal responsibility and a practical response. That's what a wonderful counselor does. That's what a wonderful counselor. He expects personal responsibility and a practice. This Christ child, this sweet little baby boy born in Bethlehem's manger. What a Christmas, what a celebration, what a time to be together, what a fullness of God's Spirit. This sweet, sweet little baby boy, wonderful.
So many times we think of this baby in a manger here at Christmas time, but he's more than that. He is the Savior of the world. Before we get away, would you hold on and listen with an open heart to our closing thoughts from Dr. Don Wilton, our teacher here on The Encouraging Word.
Are you ready? Would you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that Jesus loves me and that he died on a cross for me. Today, I repent of my sin, and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus, and I give him my heart and my life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you've prayed that prayer from your heart and you've given your life to Christ, I welcome you to the family of God. You are my brother, my sister in Christ. Let's get engaged together because we are connected together forever as believers in Christ.
If you just gave your heart to Christ, you prayed along with Dr. Wilton, maybe you rededicated your life to Christ, you need to tell somebody. How about telling us? We'd love to talk with you, pray with you, rejoice with you at 866-899-WORD. That's our phone number, 866-899-9673. Dr. Don has prepared some wonderful resources for you as you begin this new path in Christ, and he wants you to have them for free. Call 866-899-9673 or meet us online at tewonline.org. More and more friends are saying, how can we get involved prayerfully and even financially in the ministry of the Encouraging Word? Well, you become an encourager. Here's Liz with all the details.
Over the past few months, our viewership and calls to our prayer line have greatly increased. The demand for our quarterly devotional has also increased. We praise Jesus for this. We are reaching more people for Christ. Will you join us in reaching just one more? Your monthly donation of any amount will help us continue the work of the Lord. When things around you seem out of control, you can make a difference. Call today, 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673.
Our time's gone for today, but let's connect on our website at tewonline.org. There's a wonderful music package and a launch into the new year with a devotion. It's on the front page of our website. That's tewonline.org. Let's connect today. I also want to encourage you to sign up for the Daily Encouraging Word email from Dr. Don. You do it all right there on our website, tewonline.org. We would love to connect with you. Till next time, take care and God bless.